Jesus tells a parable to a large crowd by the Sea of Galilee. And a parable is a story about everyday life with eternal truth to it. And normally, every parable that Jesus tells usually has a punchline, something that really summarizes what he's trying to direct us to. Okay, so this is the story of the sower and the good seed. The nearest I've had experiencing this kind of story was probably planting some grass in the yard, throwing seed profusely anywhere, everywhere, rocky ground, hard soil, thorny places, wherever it would land. I'm just out there to get the seed spread. And so this is what's happening in the story that Jesus tells. A farmer goes to sow good seed. And some of the seed goes on the path. Birds eat it up. Some go on the rocky soil. Can't get any root. Some seed fall among the thorns. And good plants start to come up, but they get choked out and die. Some seeds go on good soil. And more than you'd expect. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold coming from the good seed from the good farmer. Okay. And Jesus says this. He says at the end of it, he who has an ear, let him hear. That's a little bit of the punchline. Okay. He who has an ear, let him hear. That punchline is repeated in the book of Revelation about 7 times. Every time Jesus talks to a group of Christians in a church, he says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the believers. So that's happening here. The crowd is there because they are hearing Jesus. You know, Jesus isn't saying these things to the ones who aren't around, who are not hearing. He's saying these things to the ones who are around and who are hearing. And right after Jesus tells that story, he quotes Isaiah. When God tells Isaiah, seeing but not seeing, hearing but not understanding. And we've all had that experience in everyday conversation. You know, somebody says, look, there's a shooting star. We look and, I see the sky. What are you talking about, shooting star? Or hearing and not understanding. Family member talks to us. Yeah, I think I know what you're saying. But I don't hear what they're saying. Okay, hearing but not understanding. We do that with God. And some of the seed that was spread represents some of our unhealthy responses to the Lord. So the punchline, if you have an ear, really hear what I'm saying about this good seed and about these paths. Part of the message Jesus has given us is this: half-hearted people don't hear God's word. Half-hearted people are just not going to have a long-term impact from God's word that comes their way. It's a pretty basic principle, but it holds true. Half-listening people don't hear God's word. Half-hearted people become hard-hearted people. I've had that experience with both the Bible, if I'm reluctant to hear God, or even other people also. And for us, this parable and every other part of the Bible, especially parables, were meant for self-examination. In other words, I'm checking my heart. How am I with the shallowness of my life? How am I with the thorny parts of my life? Things are growing and poking me. And how am I with the rocky parts of my life? Okay. And what's getting taken away right away that's good because I'm letting it go? Meant for self-examination, not for other people examination. In other words, we're not sitting in a pew today saying, okay, how about if I be the good soil? And how about if, you know, Fred is the rocky soil and Sean, you be the shallow soil and somebody else be that soil. Yeah, that's them. I could tell. That's the way they are. Point of self-examination. Jesus said, he who has the ear, let him hear. Okay, who the farmer is and what the good seed is. In fact, because we are the ones who hear God's word, who hear and hear and hear in a repetitive manner. And often the condition of our heart is reflected in the different soils that are there. Jesus said in the people, our response to his word. So he goes on to explain the dangers of half-hearted hearing. Makes it real clear. He says the seed is the word of God. and the farmer is the Lord. Okay, so you got really, really high quality seed from the best farmer in the world. Right? There it is. Really, really high quality seed from the best in the universe in terms of planting and changing life, bringing life from death. The Lord can do it. And some people in the parable represented by the seed on the path. It's when we hear God's word, the devil comes and takes it away. It's represented by hard soil. Often a hardness of heart can happen if we are angry or bitter or trapped by pride. That could be hard soil. I know it all. That's hard soil. Okay, I know about God and what God wants me to do and ho-hum and trapped by my pride. It's hard soil, okay? Or defensive, always defending my honor and my dignity when my honor and my dignity are not something for me to have to defend since that's a gift from God. Nobody gave it to me and nobody could take it away, okay? The softness of soil is better. Even the world doesn't like hard-heartedness, hard soil. Three Dog Night years ago, sang a song, "How can people be so heartless? Easy to be hard. Easy to be hard." Now, how true it is, especially if you've seen ups and downs of life or had all kind of experiences, easy to be hard toward others and even hard toward the Lord. Second kind of soil is represented by rocky soil. Sometimes we respond to God's word this way. We hear the word, receive it with joy, but our love lasts only a short time. Described, it's an emotional kind of love. Maybe it's more of a honeymoon love than a love that says for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. That sounds like a strong love. That's what God can produce in us. But the emotional love is brief. It's affected by trouble and persecution. And one preacher said soil that's rocky and also shallow is like a snowflake in a river. Okay, we've got a lot of snow out there. You take a little bit of that snow, you put it in the river. Where'd it go? It is gone. Okay, so that which initially looks beautiful and impactful and so on, Isaiah said God's word would be like the snow and the rain. But if we don't have receptivity to it, we don't really want to hear God, it's going to be very brief in its impact. Okay, we fade fast. But God is merciful, okay, to the rocky soil. He lets us know following Jesus is not a brief thing. It's a long experience. Eternity with God offered to us can be accomplished by the perseverance of God that His word does produce in us fruitfulness. God helps us across that finish line. Okay, because He began a good work in us, will carry it to completion all the way to the finish line of heaven. Isn't that great? What are you involved with now that will last in its impact all the way to the finish line of the gift of heaven? We say, oh, I want that seed. You know, it's God's word and His work in your life every day, out and about in your activities. Third group of people. You have rocky heart. You got shallow heart. This is thorny heart. I think this group is probably a group you and I can identify with the most. At least I can. Thorny soil is when the good word is choked out by worries, wealth, and a wide variety of desires. Okay? I let those things become bigger than God. Worries, wealth, and my wide variety of desires. I begin to get a divided heart. And so that precious seed is not as important to me as it once was. Psalm 86, God's word has this prayer in it. Lord, give me an undivided heart so that I might fear you. Okay, a prayer to pray to say, Lord, help me be so glad about the farmer and the good seed. And we're going to be thorny soil until God makes us the good soil. The good soil. One of the things coming out of that parable is when we hear about those different soils, again, we use it as a point of self-examination. We don't say, okay, my neighbor, he's the rocky soil. The guy who used to follow Jesus, he's the shallow soil. The guy who's serving himself now, he's the thorny soil. We say, those three soils that are unhealthy, that's my heart. Unless God makes me the good soil. Okay. And who can make our hearts the good soil other than God? Okay, the point of the parable is not a moral parable which says this row here, shallow, this row here, thorny, this row here, rocky, this row here, good soil. Don't y'all want to be like you guys, the good soil? Come on, be good soil. Not the point. The point is only the good soil can receive the good seed, and only God can make the soil good. Only God can make the soil good. So we cry out to him and we say, oh, Lord, it's you alone. It's your word alone that can bring forth fruitfulness in my life. Billy Graham's grandson reminded people in context of this message. He said, standing before God, it's the goodness of Christ is all that we need. In other words, for the Lord to be our goodness. The goodness of Christ is all we need. And the goodness of Christ is all we have. Okay, we have nothing else to bring. Without the Lord, I got my thorniness, I got my rockiness, I got my shallowness. And without the Lord, I would go after just selfish things. I would be, if you look at all the things in the world that are idols and corruption, I would be sucking them up like a vacuum cleaner to my soul. I can't get enough of all that. Right? That's the human heart. But God comes and says, how about truth of my word? How about my grace? How about taking from my hand the really great farmer? And Graham's grandson went on to say, if you are counting the bad soil against yourself, remember, God counted the bad soil against Jesus. Okay, if you're counting that bad soil against yourself, remember, God is counting the bad soil against Jesus at the cross. He can really change us from being a God antagonist to one who trusts God and loves God. And we could take heart. Jesus is sowing good seed. Good seed. And he can open eyes that are blind. When our eyes are blind, he can open ears that are deaf to hear his voice. He can change the hardest heart, rockiest heart, most shallow heart. Lord, make us good soil. And we can ask Jesus to do this in our lives because he's faithful and true. He seeks and saves the hardened sinner, the wayward son or daughter. He seeks and saves those. And remember how good and generous he was with the seed in our lives. When we were rocky, still threw the seed. When we were shallow, he still threw the seed. When we were thorny, he still threw the seed. So many seeds scattered, so many lives changed, so many souls saved, so much abundance of fruit. And evidence of it is a last illustration. Even in this, fairly pagan, self-seeking world, number one Googled site is still Scripture, God's Word. Okay, the seed is still being scattered. Number one bestseller, even after all these years and all the unbelief and all the rejection of the Lord, the Word of God. The Word of God's not in chains. The good seed keeps getting out there. And we want to say, oh, Lord, can you make my heart good soil? Because I do really want to say thank you is you produce 30, 60, 100-fold of what you could do in a soil like me. God can do it and will do it, and turn to Him with trust and faith. Let's pray together. Lord, thank You for giving us ears. We really want to hear You, and eyes. We really want to see. We can't do this unless You aid us. Your Spirit opens our heart to Yourself. It makes the truth something that changes us, not just information. And so, Lord, the fruitfulness that comes from Your good seed and Your good hand, please do this in our souls. Deliver us from rockiness, shallowness, hardness, or whatever other symptom we have. And we know you would bring forth in our lives more than we would think or ask. Bless each dear son and daughter of Yours here today. If any feels like, oh, I'm rocky soil and I am stuck being rocky, might you say, oh, I give You life with my son. Might they say, Jesus, be my Lord. Be my Savior. Be the farmer to sow good seed in my heart. And You'll bring that to pass, Lord, even as we close in song. Comfort each of Your children with Your strength. In Jesus' name, amen. We're glad to sing this last song. And you just commit your life to Christ and all He means to you as we sing.